Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Picture this. China's all-powerful Xi Jinping vanishes from public view for 2 weeks. He skips this week's BRICS summit for the first time in 12 years, and rumors of a palace coup erupt in Beijing. At the same moment, President Trump's new reciprocal tariffs slam Chinese exports, driving a 35% collapse in shipments to the United States in a single month. We're going to connect these dots and show why Xi's disappearance isn't just Beijing's problem. It may be the clearest sign yet that Trump's America First strategy is winning on a global scale. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your war patriot professor, here to give you the breaking news and analysis that the legacy media is doing absolutely everything they possibly can to hide from you. So you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. This week, leaders from Brazil, India, Russia, and South Africa have been gathering in Rio for the annual BRICS conference. But one world leader's absence is overshadowing the entire gathering. The chair reserved for China's president stays empty. Beijing claims it was just a scheduling conflict. Yet Chinese state media, normally wall-to-wall Xi coverage, went radio silent regarding Xi for the last 14 days. Xi Jinping's last confirmed public appearance was back in June. And even the American press noticed, with one headline calling the absence a surprise no-show that fuels speculation about both BRICS and China's global standing. But this absence goes way beyond global standing, at least for international experts in Beijing watching. You see, the key here is that authoritarian systems like China's, they don't operate by splashing what their leaders are actually doing in their daily papers or headlines. Instead, they use optics. Optics equal strength. It's technically known as virtual politics. Everything public about authoritarian government officials is very carefully choreographed. And what China watchers have grown quite sensitive to are the clues in the choreography. That's how they're able to read and interpret internal CCP politics. The optics are the politics. What you're seeing on the Beijing stage, as it were, gives you insights into the drama that's happening behind the scenes. And we're getting word that party elders are absolutely furious with Xi losing the trade war and handing Trump so much economic leverage. And the key to that fury is watching how the various factions that comprise the CCP act publicly. So, for example, we're seeing military heavyweight Zhang Yuxia and Premier Li Qiang suddenly subbing for Xi on the world stage. And that tends to indicate that they're the ones who are more and more calling the shots for the CCP. Observers point to a string of purges and disappearances among Xi's closest allies in the military and the government: defense minister Li Shangfu, foreign minister Qing Gong. They've basically vanished. Generals loyal to Xi have been removed or died under mysterious circumstances. There are reports that Xi's personal security detail has shrunk, suggesting he's growing increasingly vulnerable. And not just among the Politburo, not just among members of the CCP, but even among the Chinese people themselves.
Hey, gang, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When was the last time you checked on your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. Well, if you're like me, the answer is never. But the problem is that today's AI and cyber world Scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document. They use a fake notary stamp. They pay a small fee with your county, and voila, that's it. Your house title's been transferred out of your name. Then they take out all kinds of loans using your equity, or even they sell your property, and you won't know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing right now and find out today if you've already been a victim. Use promo code TURLYTALKS, all one word, TURLYTALKS, at HometitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll get a free title history report, plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's a 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. So go to HometitleLock.com now. Use promo code TURLYTALKS. That's HometitleLock.com. Promo code TURLYTALKS.
There are persistent rumors circulating among Chinese communities throughout the world that President Xi Jinping has indeed been deposed or is facing imminent removal from power. So these speculations have been intensifying of late since Xi's mysterious disappearance from public view 2 weeks and his unprecedented absence from the BRICS summit. There are health-related speculations centering on claims that Xi may have suffered a stroke or heart attack during a CCP meeting. Observers are pointing to apparent physical changes, including what some are describing as surgical scarring on his head. They're described as subdued appearance during meetings, a notably reduced security detail. And when Xi has appeared publicly, it's often been through silent video footage with voiceover rather than direct speech. Again, I think the most significant development involves General Zhang Yuxia. Intelligence suggests Zhang, originally a Xi ally, now backs the resurgent Hu Jintao faction and may control real power. There are reports that extensive military purges have targeted Xi loyalists, including the dismissal of Admiral Miao Kua and up to 39 senior officers. Wang Yang, who's a reform-minded technocrat, previously sidelined by Xi for power purposes, he's reportedly being groomed as a potential successor to Xi. Alternative scenarios include a three-person leadership system or other Hu Jintao-backed arrangements. So this coincides with China's mounting economic pressures, including slowing GDP growth, youth unemployment at 15%, and a growing national debt. And to make matters worse, the Chinese economy is getting absolutely hammered by Trump's tariffs. Just look at the customs data. Chinese exports to America fell 35% year on year in May, the steepest drop since the first COVID lockdown. In dollar terms, that's roughly $15 billion in lost monthly sales. Trump's deal rolled tariffs down to a baseline 30% for 90 days, yet exporters couldn't recover in time. So manufacturers are already rerouting via Vietnam and Thailand. Total Chinese purchases have dropped nearly 20%. So in short, while the CCP tried to play tough with Trump on trade, the data shows they're the ones bleeding dollars. So this is pretty stunning stuff. I mean, we have to remember, we were told reciprocal tariffs were economic suicide by our own political and economic elite. Yet China's export nosedive and the massive U.S. manufacturing uptick say otherwise. The WTO forecasts a 77% plunge in Chinese exports to the United States this year alone, opening the door for U.S. manufacturers as well as our own trade allies to fill the gap. And then what we're noticing, too, is that a distracted CCP is less aggressive abroad because they've got so many problems internally. Taiwan can breathe a little easier when Beijing's leaders are busy watching their own backs as trying to ensure their own survival. So what all of this means is that Beijing observers are going to be keeping their eyes on the various factional leaders within the CCP to see what they're doing publicly. Because again, the optics are the politics in authoritarian regimes. If Xi continues to be in effect hidden with these other military and political leaders publicly prominent over the coming weeks, you can be sure Xi is toast. He got himself cooed, maybe even Epstein. Again, we'll have to see. But something is happening in Beijing right now, something huge. And then the question is what does that mean for geopolitics? Will this new regime be more pro-US? Will be embracing Russia as President Xi has done? Will China's role continue to be in BRICS? Will they pivot more to an American economy? Or are they going to continue to decouple themselves slowly but surely away from the West and reconfigure itself more in a Eurasian context? So these are all the key questions that are going to be coming up if and when we learn of Xi's demise. But until then, it does appear that Trump has yet won again, this time staring down a dragon that turned out to be little more than a paper tiger. Fascinating stuff. So let me know what you think. Put your thoughts in the comments down below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. God bless, guys. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and I have an amazing announcement. Guess what? We sold out. We sold out of my brand new book on Amazon. We're already number one in a bunch of categories on Amazon, and now the books are completely sold out, and I've got all of you to thank. Now, if you haven't ordered your book yet, go and do that now. I don't know how, it shouldn't take that long, but whatever you can do, go and do that now. Make sure you don't just get a copy for yourself. Get a copy for the patriots in your life, loved ones, friends, so forth. They're going to love it. It's America Awakened, the fall of globalism, the end of globalism, and the return to faith, family, and freedom. You're going to absolutely love it. It's my best book yet, and it's sold out thanks to you. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.